Recorded Books and RB Digital present Quicker Than the Eye by Ray Bradbury, narrated by MacLeod Andrews.
Unter der Seeboot, Doktor.
The incredible event occurred during my third visit to Gustav von Seifertitz, my foreign psychoanalyst. I should have guessed at the strange explosion before it came. After all, my alienist, truly alien, had the coincidental name, von Seifertitz, of the tall, lean, aquiline, menacing, and therefore beautiful actor who played the high priest in the 1935 film She. In She, the wondrous villain waved his skeleton fingers, hurled insults, summoned sulfured flames, destroyed slaves, and knocked the world into earthquakes. After that, at liberty, he could be seen riding the Hollywood Boulevard trolley cars as calm as a mummy, as quiet as an unwired telephone pole. Where was I? Ah, yes. It was my third visit to my psychiatrist. He had called that day and cried, "Douglas, you stupid goddamn son of a bitch, it's time for Betty Bye." Betty Bye was, of course, his couch of pain and humiliation, where I lay writhing in agonies of assumed Jewish guilt and Northern Baptist stress, as he from time to time muttered, "A fruitcake remark," or "Dumb," or "If you ever do that again, I'll kill you." As you can see, Gustav von Seifertitz was a most unusual mine specialist. Mine? Yes. Our problems are landmines in our heads. Step on them. Shock troop therapy, he once called it, searching for words. Blitzkrieg, I offered.
Yeah,
he grinned his shark grin.
That's it.
Again, this was my third visit to his strange metallic-looking room with the most odd series of locks on a roundish door. Suddenly, as I was maundering and treading dark waters, I heard his spine stiffen behind me. He gasped a great death rattle, sucked air, and blew it out in a yell that curled and bleached my hair.
Dive! Dive!
I dove. Thinking that the room might be struck by a titanic iceberg, I fell to scuttle beneath the lion claw-footed couch.
Dive!
Cried the old man.
Dive?
I whispered and looked up. To see a submarine periscope, all polished brass, slide up to vanish in the ceiling. Gustav von Seifertitz stood pretending not to notice me, the sweat-oiled leather couch, or the vanished brass machine. Very calmly, in the fashion of Conrad Veidt in Casablanca, or Erich von Stroheim, the manservant in Sunset Boulevard, he lit a cigarette and let two calligraphic dragon plumes of smoke write themselves, his initials, on the air.
"You were saying?"
he said. No, I stayed on the floor. You were saying, dive?
I did not say that, he purred.
Beg pardon? You said very clearly, dive!
Not possible.
He exhaled two more scrolled dragon plumes.
You hallucinate. Why do you stare at the ceiling?
Because, I said, unless I am further hallucinating, buried in that valve lock up there is a 9-foot length of German Leica brass periscope.
This boy is incredible. Listen to him, muttered von Seifertitz to his alter ego,
which was always a third person in the room when he analyzed. When he was not busy exhaling his disgust with me, he tossed asides to himself.
How many martinis did you have at lunch?
Don't hand me that, von Seifertitz. I know the difference between a sex symbol and a periscope. That ceiling 1 minute ago swallowed a long brass pipe, yes? Von Seifertitz glanced at his large 1-pound-size Christmas watch, saw that I still had 30 minutes to go, sighed, threw his cigarette down, squashed it with a polished boot, then clicked his heels. Have you ever heard the whack when a real pro, like Jack Nicklaus, hits a ball? Bam! A hand grenade. That was the sound my Germanic friend's boots made as he knocked them together in a salute.
Crack! Gustav Mannerheim Auschlitz von Seifertitz, Baron Wolstein, at your service.
He lowered his voice.
Unter der Seeboot.
I thought he might say Doktor, but
Unter der Seeboot, Captain!
I scrambled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?